Nope. Six.
Five.
Four.
It's Carlos Meeting York. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Cott.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling.
Here.
A quorum is established.
I need amendment for tonight's agenda. Hearing none, we'll move on to presentations. We do have a presentation for Alderman Larry Cott. If anyone wasn't aware, today is his last official city council meeting. And Larry will be very much missed. But would you please come forward, sir? We'd like to present you with a certificate and embarrass you a little bit. So, Alderman Cott, with a certificate of appreciation, the Mayor and City Council of the United City of York will present this certificate to Larry Cott with our deepest gratitude for the many hours of service that he provided to the residents of Ward 2 during his years on the City Council from 1997 through 2005 and from 2011 through 2016. Presented this 13th day of December 2016.
Thank you. I actually wrote a long speech, but I left it at home. Just a couple of quick things. First of all, I want to thank my family. My wife, Diane, is here tonight, my two daughters, Paulina and Brittany, for all their support over the years. Staff, you're incredible. I mean, you're the ones that make us look good here. Your talent, your dedication. I can't thank you enough for everything you do for us here. And I'll tell you what, this council is probably the best council I've ever sat with. And it made a difficult decision much easier knowing that these people are going to be here representing the residents. And I really believe that this has just been an honor and privilege to represent the citizens of Yorkville. But almost 18 years in public office, now it's time to go, I think. So, thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. And we're not done, Larry. We got a couple of things for you.
No clocks, right?
No clocks. It's funny. No clocks. Something you can actually use. But the first one may make your grandkids happier than you. So, this is a proclamation. Whereas Larry Cott has served the United City of Yorkville and the residents of Kendall County with his time, energy, talents, and outstanding service from 1997 through 2005 and from 2011 through 2016. And whereas he was a dedicated member of the community and has provided sound experience and judgment while serving as the Public Safety Committee Chair. And whereas Larry Cott has spent his entire career helping others. And whereas the Yorkville City Council and residents are most grateful for the contributions he has made throughout his years in public service. Now therefore I, Gary J. Galinsky, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby honor Alderman Larry Cott for his many years of loyal and dedicated service by bestowing the title of Grand Marshal for the 2017 City of Yorkville 4th of July Parade. And I would like to extend our personal best wishes upon his retirement and for continued success in life's pursuits. So you could use the horns, buttons, anything.
The mayor knows this. I've got a grandson who's 10 years old named Beckett. And he's mad at me for leaving the council. He's afraid he won't be able to ride in the parade anymore. I assured him somehow we'll get in the parade. So I guess you accomplished that. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And a little token of our appreciation, and it is 9 o'clock. A little birdie told us he might be able to utilize this.
The Joni Mitchell.
I said Dixie Chick, so.
Ah, very nice. Thank you.
I heard that you had a jukebox to play CDs.
My jukebox, yeah, I do have a jukebox in my basement, and this is going on there. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for everything.
Okay, there. Thanks, Mayor.
Okay, at this time, we are going to take a little recess. We can share some stories with Larry, have a little bit of cake, something to drink, a little bite to eat, and we'll resume in about 15 or 20 minutes. All right. Yeah. Let's call this meeting back to order, please. We have no public hearings tonight. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of November 22nd, 2016, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions on the minutes? All those in favor of approving as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, mayor's report. I'll entertain a motion to approve a resolution requesting separate limiting rates for all city funds and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Tott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance for the levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning on May 1, 2017 and ending on April 30th, 2018 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Tott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling? Motion passes.
No public works committee report. I will turn it over to Alderman Koch for economic development committee report.
Resolution to work with the URBA promote industrial commercial growth. I need a motion to approve a resolution for the city to work with the Upper Illinois River Valley Development Authority to promote industrial commercial growth and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Tott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
No public safety or admin committee reports. Anything from park board? No planning and zoning commission, no city council report, any city clerk's report, any community and liaison reports. Staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business. I do have one item. I want to talk about train horns for a minute and the train horn study and why it was authorized and then pulled. And you read about it in the last city administrator's weeklies. But over the last few months, we've been getting a lot of complaints about train horns. I think back in, probably a couple months ago, probably back in October, Bart and I were talking about it, a lot of complaints, and you know, the fact that Sugar Grove and Plano and Big Rock all have quiet zones, and we thought it'd be a good idea to look at it, not just for the complaints we were getting for residents, but also as a function of the redevelopment of our downtown. We've had someone mention to me that they're looking at maybe doing something downtown that would have a residential component. And one of the things that was mentioned that the train horns could be an obstacle. So I told Bart, I said, go ahead and do a mini study just to see what it would take to establish quiet zones. Didn't think much of it. We figured it'd be around 10 or 15,000. So I just authorized it, said, go ahead and run with it, Bart. I didn't give it much thought. But that was pointed out to me that, you know, in the last legislative session, we voted on this and voted not to move forward on it. And, you know, it should go back to committee, which I agree with, you know. So what we'll do with this train study is send it back to committee. I think last time it was at Public Works. We can go back there and go to Public Safety, I don't, wherever it wants to end up. But look at it again, and Bart's going to do some legwork, and so is Aaron, as far as talking to the other communities to see when they got their quiet zones, how they went about it, and you know, and then we'll move forward and discuss it again. But I think it's worth revisiting, and that's it. So, you know, once I found out that, you know, it really should go back to committee, I told Bart, you know, call EEI, put a stop to it, and no funds are expended yet, so if you guys want to do it, fine. If not, that's fine too. But we just wanted to revisit it again. Any other additional business?
Can I just say I appreciate that?
No problem.
Thank you.
And like I said, I'm not always trying to circumvent council or overrule the vote before.
Sure.
Like I said, I didn't even think nothing of it. I just said, go for it.
I'm going to call the assassins off. You redeemed yourself.
Any other additional business? No executive session. Do we have any citizen comments this evening? Meeting adjourned. 27.